And hi, folks. Welcome to Squawk 1200 for 2018. And Paul, welcome back.
Mike, it's always a pleasure to be back here with you. We've had a great year, and this looks like it's going to be a great week. You've ordered up perfect weather.
I have. Today's a gorgeous day, which certainly beats the last two or three, where it's been kind of soggy, and some arrivals have been had to be replanned for people to get in here when they were going to get in here.
Well, as a friend once told me, creatures that are made primarily of water need to go with the flow.
Well, flowing right on to our next guest, let me tell you how we're going to start our conversations this week. We are speaking with Rod Rakic, who is a co-founder of Open Airplane and Fly Auto. Together, these are an internet business that make it easier to find and book and fly and pay for aircraft rental and travel, all from mobile devices. These things that Rod has developed include a reputation system so that people who rent and FBOs as well can add comments to improve transparency. All of this is an aviation innovation aimed at helping pilots fly more and helping operators attain better utilization of their fleets. Rod, welcome to Squawk 1200.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And with all that said, we're going to talk about something a little bit different today, Rod. Part of your recent experience includes media punditry, let's say.
A little bit.
talking about air mobility, and particularly electric air mobility, which is an area that's been just full of hullabaloo in recent times. Urban air transport has evolved so quickly as a business concept. It's generated a bunch of buzz, a lot of investment money, an awful lot of very bold claims, and to be honest, some jaw-droppingly cool aircraft designs. So what I want to talk about today is just kind of what's hype and what's reality from your perspective, and maybe talk a little bit about the things that you see and think about in this area of urban air transport.
Sure. So I really see this as being where what is old is new again. I mean, if you look at the city plan for Chicago, there are buildings that were built at the turn of the last century that were going to allow you to get from one side of town to the other side of town in a blimp. And you were going to land a blimp on your roof and so this. So now we've moved past that. There is a lot of hype and there is a lot of excitement, though. There are over 100 designs that are being tracked in a database for electric and, you know, some kind of VTOL, vertical takeoff and landing, or eVTOL, electrically powered vertical takeoff and landing aircraft that are in development. From everything from the biggest aerospace giants like Bell and Boeing, all the way to, you know, literally guys in their garages creating some pretty neat stuff. And it's because the technology is out there to really leverage new kinds of, you know, parts, you know, things, you know, technology that was designed for the cell phone now makes it way cheaper to have, you know, gadgets and gizmos that make the aircraft more automated and autonomous. You've got, you know, the battery thing is still a slog and a real limiter to this. But, you know, most importantly, there is a lot of excitement about air mobility and where the future is. I mean, we're in the business today of providing air mobility. You know, Fly Auto matches travelers to pilots and planes on demand. And we're doing that today with the aircraft that are available and the infrastructure that is available today, which is the big secret. But then what we really have is we have the idea that in a few years, we're going to have a whole new category of airframes and new capabilities to help people get flying. And that's really exciting.
Rod, I think you just began to touch on that. As you look into the near or distant future, what does success look like for you?
For the near future, success is just getting out there to the general public, not the folks that are necessarily here at Oshkosh or the folks that are tuned into EA Radio, but the folks, you know, that are out there that are not well serviced by scheduled 121 airlines and driving is their only option. This whole middle ground that we have over 5,000 public use airports. Airlines can only sell you a ticket to about 300 of them. We have this infrastructure in place with current, you know, avgas and jet A burning fixed wing aircraft and rotorcraft aircraft and thousands of small businesses that are providing on-demand charter services. That is a great on-ramp for folks that are not well serviced by, you know, the current system. We're working with NASA and FlyAuto. We're part of the on-demand mobility project. A lot of that research, you know, tells us that we've slowed down by 20% as a country, gate-to-gate time since 1980 because of the congestion at hub airports. So if we can help people avoid that congestion at hub airports and avoid the congestion on busy highways, we can continue to keep our society moving, and that's really inspiring. The way we do that will change. It's not going to change as fast as everyone, I think, is talking about it in headlines, but the impact will probably be deeper than most people realize.
So the first step involves, I guess, greater utilization of reliever airports, and then after that, what?
Yeah, you know, when I get a call, a passenger wants to book a charter from Wisconsin to Michigan, and she wants to drive down to Milwaukee Airport, and she says it's a 45-minute drive. I'm like, where are you? And she's like, well, I live in Kenosha. Yeah. So there's a great airport in Kenosha. We're going to pick you up there. Oh, wow, yeah, I didn't realize that, right? So that's the first step. The next step is that, you know, there is a vision. You've heard of, you know, Uber Air and Uber Elevate. Uber Air is the operational side of Uber that wants to, you know, actually provide passenger service. Where that goes, who knows? But Uber Elevate, being a movement, a gathering of people that are in aviation and people that are coming from other sectors that are investing in aviation, when's the last time we saw that, is very exciting. I will sum it up this way. Uber Elevate is talking about a sea change in the way people move around this country, the vision is a revolution in aviation that we have not seen since the period between 1940 and 1950. Building new kinds of aircraft, building those aircraft at automotive scale production, having training and employing, you know, tens of thousands of pilots, building infrastructure, these vertiports, you know, where people will land these aircraft in the city, not at the edge of the city. All those things are amazing visions. And if even a small fraction of that comes to be, Oshkosh and AirVenture will be a very different place in a decade.
No kidding.
Because we're going to see the kind of shift in aviation that we have not seen since World War II.
We're talking with Rod Rakic, who's the co-founder of Open Airplane and FlyAuto, and is a close observer and participant in the movement known as Urban Air Mobility. So I want to just read a couple of headlines that we've kind of collectively heard in recent months. At the Consumer Electronics Show this year, Volocopter from Germany and Bell Helicopter from the U.S. both showed air taxi concepts. Uber says they're going to deploy air taxis by 2023. Like you said, who knows, right? Maybe, maybe not. Airbus has finished the first test of its autonomous air taxi. Aeromobile in Slovakia has a concept for a VTOL flying car that also drives on roads. Aston Martin just last week said that they're in the game. They've unveiled a 3-seat hybrid electric sports car for the skies that costs an unbelievable number of millions of British pounds. And a German startup called Lilium has raised $90 million in Deutschmarks to build electric jets. All this stuff is just happening like weekly. Most of these headlines are just from very recent past.
And that's a big change. We have not seen this kind of, you know, excitement and you know, real investment in aviation, in new designs and new business models in a very long time. And I think that's all positive.
It's an exciting time, isn't it?
It is exciting, but I will say I'm of two minds of this. I'm also very pragmatic, right? Until I see a full-scale vehicle flying, not a subscale prototype, because scaling up is really, really difficult.
Well, especially with battery, right?
And with battery and with systems and, you know, and just, you know, people who are aerospace engineers tell me that that's really hard. Hmm. And so when some of these companies are flying subscale models of their design that's going to, you know, carry people at some point, I really take that with a grain of salt. So I think there are really big issues that have not been solved. The battery problem, you know, is for anything, you know, larger than a what we'll call a small aircraft or a GA aircraft, right, yeah, is really tough. You know, we're talking about, you know, 20% of the weight of the aircraft is usually in fuel today, and most of these designs have 50% of the aircraft weight in batteries. And then it gets even worse than after that. So we're talking about noise problems that haven't been solved yet. We have a lot of work to do. The great thing is we got a lot of smart people, and they're getting the resources to do it. And so we'll see what happens. When those things are flying, we'll be there.
Thanks so much, Rod.
Rod Rakic, who's the founder of Open Airplane and Fly Auto, and is watching what's going on with great interest and personal investment in urban air mobility.